Christmas.
Elvis.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where those street of glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright. Your Christmas is me white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your day, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Yep. We welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy here on KTLO. It is 21 before 9 o'clock. And Jack, is Pam in position?
Pam is ready. Pam,
okay, because we've already...
I'm going to say something. Am I on?
Can you hear her?
Yes, I can. Hey, Pam.
Hey.
We've actually had our first caller on the line. So,
well, okay. Okay, Pam, go ahead.
Who do we have here?
All right, let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hi, good morning. My dream car was our 64.5 white Mustang. Love that car. And in later years, I always kind of blended myself with Suzanne Summers in American Beauty. That was me.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Kathy Young.
Oh, hey, Kathy.
A faithful, loyal listener every week.
Yes,
you are.
Thank you. I've met you several times. Last time, I think, was at the electric company picnic. We sat together and ate at the picnic tables.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Good food.
Uh-huh.
Is that when it was raining so big?
I think it was, yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of mud. But we came anyway.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. You're number one.
Okay, thank you.
Kathy is also one of our trusted weather watchers over in the Han Cove area.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yes. A 1957 Chevy.
We couldn't hear her. What'd she say?
She said a 57 Chevy?
Yeah.
Oh.
67 Chevy.
67. 67 Chevy station wagon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when did you have that?
Oh, a long time ago.
Was it a full-size car?
Yeah.
Yep, it was.
All right, and who is this?
It's Naomi Englert.
Naomi Englert.
All right, okay. Well, thank you for calling, kid. We appreciate it. A 67 Chevy station wagon.
My daddy had a 64.
Yes, he did. A 64 Chevrolet
station wagon. And he was a carpenter, and he put his tools in the back.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
And I believe we've got caller number 3 on the line. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
My favorite car was a 61 Cadillac.
Oh, Carson will love you. Who is it?
Nina Hood.
Well, Nina, you are the winner. And if you come by KTLO there on North 5, you can pick that baby up anytime next week. It's already there for you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Picked out special for you by Miss Pam, the Biscuit Queen.
Are you going to ask me what my favorite car was, Jack?
Tell us what your favorite car
now
was.
Now you're going to laugh, because the most favorite, that was the most comfortable and that we liked the most and liked to sit in and drive and all that stuff, was that Chrysler that we had, but I don't remember the year. I think it might have been a 90.
Talking to LeBaron?
Yeah, the Chrysler LeBaron. And my mama loved that car because the seats were they were almost like velvet. And it just rode really nice, and it was pretty. It was that black cherry color. And we bought that in Reno. It was just really, really nice. That's a good car for driving.
Miss Pam's favorite car was a Chrysler LeBaron, and she did love that car.
All right. Nina, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
All right. And I know we've already gotten our three callers, but we do have another one. You want to stick around
for
that?
Oh, sure. Yes, yes.
All right, let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning. This is Kathleen Praborski. My favorite car was a 1959 Nash Metropolitan.
Oh, really?
That was my first car.
Oh. Did you have that, like, in high school and stuff?
I think I was about 18, maybe 19 when I got it. I was just a year out of high school. We actually had three of them. We bought a couple for parts, but I don't know where they've gone.
They were cute cars. And, you know, they were very functional. Did it have a three on the tree?
Yes.
Yep. They had kind of a unique shifter. It was in, like, a little ball and socket. It wasn't like a...
Oh, goodness, that was 50 years ago. I don't remember.
Well,
but it was a strong little car. We were the only one that could get through the snow up in Iowa.
Oh, great, great. Yep, they were good cars. They were very functional. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Oh, Jack, this morning I'm just full of update news.
Okay, well, you... Come on, Posey, update. I can tell this isn't a woman, but go ahead.
Okay. I have to go to Rick's upstairs with my bacon.
Oh, you get back up there and send him down.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rick. Bob, Bill.
Dave. Did
you been in the eggnog this morning like Grandma?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you were talking about the motorcycle sales being down.
Yes.
I was talking with a guy with Gearstar Transmissions up in Ohio, my name is Jake, and he fed me a little information he got apparently from a marketing seminar at SEMA. He said that they were told by 2020, less than half of the 16-year-olds in the United States would have a driver's license.
Is that right?
Now, we were talking about, you know, the fading out of the hot rods as far as the older style cars go. But I thought that was fairly interesting. I'm going to try to do some follow-up and find out where that information came from exactly.
Bill, did he say that is based on a lack of interest on young people's parts or just the fact that they're just waiting to get their license?
No, I think it's lack of interest because mama and daddy don't care that much about cars anymore. And therefore, it transfers into the kids. I think that they're too interested in sitting in a chair or on the couch or whatever, playing with their little thumb games, and have absolutely no interest in why it works and how it works. All they want to do is just be able to, when they have to use a car, get in it, turn the key on, and drive it.
Well, that's sad. That's sad news, but I think it's probably accurate. 2020, huh?
That's what he said. Anyway, another follow-up on the East Coast Timing Association race at Blytheville.
Yeah.
They're going to have three races over there this year. First one is in the middle of April. Second one is the first week in June. And the third one is last week in September. To enter a three-day event, it's $300.
Oh.
For a two-day event, it's $250.
Well, good.
And they require membership, which is $50 a year, but that gives you free entrance into any of their events anywhere in the United States.
As a participant or a spectator?
As a spectator.
Oh, okay.
If you participate, you still have to pay the entry fee.
That's probably to pay for the insurance, I guess. And stuff.
There it is. I'm sure that's what it is. But their website.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Their website is ECTA-LSR
you send that to me?
How am I going to do that?
Text me. Oh, never mind. You steal the flip phone, man.
Write him a letter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Jack, it's only six letters. Seven letters.
Well, I don't have a pencil. I'll get with you on that. Well, I'll get it and write it down. Then I'll put it on the or on. I'll not. I'll have a young lady put it on the
whiteboard. They've got a pretty decent website, and it's not easy to work if you work your way through, but it's kind of self-explanatory.
Okay.
We send our correspondent over there, Rick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There's a few of us going to be going over. Three or four guys have already got reservations at hotels.
Okay. Well, thank you for keeping us updated. And that you did say $250, right, for a two-day deal?
Yeah, for the two-day.
Okay.
And $300 for the three-day. The first one they're going to have is in April. It'll be 13th through the 15th.
Well, what are you going to take?
That's a three-day event. Pardon?
What are you going to take?
Whatever I've got that's running at the time.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Now, that money lets you run.
That lets you make a pass at speed.
That's yeah.
250. Okay. Well, but I'm sure you have to pass.
You asked for information. I got what little bit I could get.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hi, this is Opal Morton.
Yes.
A day late and a dollar short, I guess you're through doing this, but my husband and I had a 52 Plymouth convertible when we first got married. It was light blue, and it had, I believe, the first light-colored top that they put on convertibles, and we took our honeymoon to the Colorado Rockies. It snowed, and we drove with the top down.
Oh, my goodness.
Big Thompson Drive. So I wanted to tell you what my favorite car was.
That had a straight flathead six-cylinder. Those were good cars.
I can't hear you.
They had a six-cylinder flathead engine with a stick shift.
Now, that I wouldn't know. My husband would have known, but I wouldn't have known that.
I'll bet you that was a beautiful car.
It was. I cried when we traded it in a few years later, yes.
And you're right about that light top. The Chrysler products were the first ones to come out with one besides black. It's hard to keep clean, but they were beautiful.
They sure were. Okay, I listen to you every Saturday, and I'm 91 years old.
Well, thank you for listening. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I think we're actually about to have another caller in just a moment, and then we'll probably need to get our last break in after we take care of that. And let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. This is Karen and Snowball. And I know I'm too late, but I wanted to tell you my favorite car was our 73 Vega. It was a chamois color to start with, but by the end of its life it was three colors. And it got totaled out by a motorcycle. Sitting on the road in front of the house, and a guy came by around the corner on his motorcycle and hit it head on, and he flew over the top of it, and the Vega was a goner.
Well, why did you like that car so well? What was it about it?
Well, because we'd had this big old Buick that was like a boat that I didn't like to drive, and that was just peppy and four on the floor, and we even had a song for it. We all live in a chamois Chevrolet.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
You're sure welcome. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Okay.
I can't get over driving through the snow with a top down.
No, but you know, when we're young, we used to do a lot of things.
Might not have come up.
Yeah, it might not have been able to get it up.
Yeah.
I have owned convertibles that didn't have a top.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. Well, let's get our last break in.
All right. It is 9:09. We'll be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Christmas morning.
Shays game. It's from Shays. It's from Shays. 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 Shays.
Oh, honey.
Christmas. Get it at Shays. QLED from Samsung. Find them in a 55 and 65 inch. Definitely has the brightest colors, deepest blacks. High definition. Get it in 4K with 3,840 pixels. Man, is it awesome. Stop in today and see what you're missing. Christmas done right. Get it at Shays.
Shays. Shays. Shays.
Oh, honey. If you have a family member who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, you know how devastating it can be. But if that family member is a mother, sister, or daughter to you, your risk of developing breast cancer nearly doubles. Mammograms are a woman's first and best defense against breast cancer, and the Mobile Mammography Unit makes scheduling your mammogram easy, no matter where you live. Schedule your appointment today.
The Baxter Regional Medical Center's Mobile Mammography Unit will be in Flippin at Ranger Boats Wednesday, December 20th, in Salem at Scribner Family Practice Thursday, December 21st, and in Horseshoe Bend at Horseshoe Health and Medicine Friday, December 22nd.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners, Methvin Sanitation, Knox Orthopedics, and Carter's Jewel Chest. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
Sleigh bells are ringing, the clock is ticking, and we've got big-time deals to get you in the spirit of gifting. Stage and Goodies are having a one big sale. This three-day, all-day doorbuster goes Friday through Sunday, and you get 40% off your purchase. Get your holiday shopping done in style with new apparel, accessories, gifts, and more. Plus, it's 25% off cosmetics and fragrances, including our best brands. Go online in today's deals or download our app to get your special coupons. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high-speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
I love this movie.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
If I had to pick between Elvis and Bing Crosby on White Christmas, I'd have to go with old Bing Crosby. I love Elvis, but it's hard to beat Bing Crosby on White Christmas. Yeah. Well, I just, and I don't even know why it came to me, but it did. I guess sitting here looking at stuff. Do you know that old car, I just love old car. I do. I just love old cars. I do. I don't know what it is. I love the smell. I love the sounds. I love the feel. All of it.
And it's built, not bought.
Yeah, and it's built, not bought. I just love them. I wish everybody, it's like medicine to me. When I don't feel good, you'd probably think I was nuts if you saw it. Sometimes I just come down here and I leave the lights off, and I just go and sit in the car. I just close the door and smell and pretend like it's moving. That's the closest I'm going to get to it. I know that sounds silly, but it's true. I hope everybody's got something like that they can go to. Miss Pam, her thing is credit cards. She just likes the feel of them. Actually, her thing is old books and old sheet music. She just loves old books and sheet music. I'm reading this 1930 a novel that was written, published, and printed in 1932, and the feel of the pages. There's just something about the feel of that paper and the smell of it when you open those pages, because that book hasn't been read by anybody in a long, long time.
Or ever.
Yeah, or ever. And it, you know, it's very comforting. So I hope everybody's got something like that, you know, books or music or cars or clothes or.
I was invited over to a friend's house the other day. His thing is movies. He's got a ton of film. He built himself his own little movie theater, and he gave me a private screening.
Old movies?
Old movies. We watched old car commercials from the 50s. He's got a lot of drag race documentaries from the 1960s. You would love to watch
those. Who is that?
It's Rick Baker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's a neat guy with that stuff. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, that is neat. That is neat. And that would make me feel good, too. I would like that. I like old car commercials. Well, there's the song, guys. I guess we're done. Thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for Home Remedies coming up next.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall.
KTLO-FM, 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.